When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guarantee. Visit eBay.com for terms.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the 15th episode of the Jordan Porter Podcast. I'm here back in Florida. It's been a crazy, crazy weekend, and it's only about to get crazier in Arizona tomorrow. But let's talk about my time in Vegas. It was an amazing time at the Pro Bowl. I was just super blessed to be able to be there. Actually had us at the Waldorf Hotel. My family and I, we wanted to stay there a couple days. I'm excited to go to the Wynn to check it out for a couple days and gambled a little bit. Didn't win a whole lot of money. Damn, man, I was up, and then, you know, I got greedy and, you know, came back even, and that's just what it was. So, other than that, man, had a great time. Obviously, the long drive champ, and talk about a pressure shot. I feel like ever since I started golfing, every round that I played, every time I've gone out there and practiced, had led up to like this moment that I need to hit the golf ball more than 316 yards to beat him. It was crazy because I was the last one to go, and I don't know how that worked out. Talk about the script. We'll talk about that a little later, but I was the last one to go. TJ Hockenson was second last. And the leader was CJ Mosley. He was like third, and I think he hit his like 306 or something like that. And that was the lead for until TJ Hockenson came up. He was hitting some piss missiles down the middle of the fairway. And his first was 316. And I mean, I get up and like you get five balls to, you know, obviously outdrive him. And talk about pressure, boy. I mean, I felt good on the driving range. Like I did. Like it was the first, like I've been playing football. It was the first time I really got out to golf in a long time. I don't even remember the last time I swung a driver, but it almost seemed like it started to come back just naturally. And I felt good on the range. And all of a sudden, like we're down. I have to hit this ball further than 316 yards, and I have five tries to do it. So my first ball, I just absolutely pissed on it. Like I just felt good, swung through it. Went 295. I'm like, okay, I probably can get a little more. The next three, I just felt like I had to, you know, get a little more to, you know, to get into it. So I overswung and sliced all three of them. Boom, all the way out to the right. So I'm like, all right, Jay, just calm down. Just let the club work. Let your body work. So I'm, you know, I got one ball left. I got one ball left to hit it past 316. I mean, what a moment, dude. It was dope. It was super dope. I step up. And I mean, like I said, I felt like my whole golfing career had led up to this moment right here, this swing. And with this swing, my golfing career is either going to go like this or it's going to go like that, you know. And I just trusted my swing, swung through it, man. And I knew it. It felt good. It was in the air for a while. I knew it was going to be close. And so, you know, TV obviously made it a little bit more dramatic. I think I heard him say that he got it before he got the earpiece. So I was just waiting for Dan Orlovsky to make the call. And once he made the call, man, it was just hype, dude. It was cool. It was a cool experience, like I said, to be, you know, around all those guys. You know, you see watching on TV, you know, like CJ Mosley, you know, I mean, you go down the list, you know, Marlon Humphreys and Matthew Tucker, like guys that you just, you know, seeing in games, making plays, and it's really cool to be a part of, a really cool experience. You know, let me get to the Pro Bowl games on Sunday, and I mean, first, that was a long day. Holy cow, that was a long day, and we ended up winning. It was tough. Felt like we got hoed, but it's good. And we had fun, man. It was such a good time. Like I said, see all those guys and be on the field with some of those guys, Minkah Fitzpatrick, you know, Max Crosby, you know, Roquan Smith, you know, Derwin James, man, and Chauncey Gardner from the Jets. Dude, I mean, you go down a list of just, I'm looking around, I'm like, damn, like, am I really out here right now? Like, am I really, you know, it was crazy. It was surreal. Dropped a fucking pick, man. I mean, I knew I should have took my glasses off. I didn't think a pick was going to come like that easy. Like, and I couldn't see, like, the backdrop behind it. It was all black Raiders, like just the Raiders seats. It was all black, and the ball was just. I mean, I catch that ball 9 out of 10 times, bro. And I tried to come here with it. Don't ever do that. I should have went right here with it. Try to get out. Oh, made a couple plays on the ball though. It was fun. Like I said, it was fun being a part of. Just a huge honor. But now, like I said, quick turnaround back here in Florida. Now I'm going to Arizona tomorrow. Got a lot of media stuff to do out there. It's gonna be fun. Like I said, another opportunity to, you know, try to get out there. I'm trying to get myself out there more, you know, try to just continue to, you know, just show face and be out there. And, you know, like I said, it's always cool meeting people. Like I said, you see on TV, you see grinding all the time. You know, it's cool to be on the same team as, you know, Cheetah out there making plays on defense. He blitzed Max Crosby, or he blitzed Kirk Cousins and batted the ball down. That was hype. That was super dope. I could only imagine what Kirk was thinking. As he's dropping back, seeing Tyreek come at him. But that was dope. I wanted to give a shout out to my guy, DeMar Hamlin, the Alan Page Community Award winner. Man, I'm so proud of you, DeHam. Shout out to you, brother. You deserve it. You deserve it all. What's coming to you, man. You work extremely hard. And you're such a great dude. Such great. You're so good in the community. And I love you for real, man. You just, I'm so proud of you. I couldn't imagine wanting to give you a shout out on my podcast, so you know. So y'all go give some love to DeHam. Give him some love. Shout out to you, brother.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay. Authenticity. Guarantee. You'll feel it. Because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after. When you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts. Not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today. Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees. All the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees, a much bigger range than most grills. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Utilize the smoke boost setting to intensify that smoky flavor. Direct flame cooking create searing, crisping, and browning. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You'll cook on two levels at the same time so you can make enough for everyone, then clean up quick with the pull and clean grease and ash management system at the front of the grill. Cook confidently with intuitive digital controls at the grill and enjoy the sleek, easy-to-use surface. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
All right, let's get into my new segment I'm excited to bring to you guys. It's called Pick Six. We're going to come up with six of some of the hottest topics around the league. Maybe some stuff that's going around the country, some stuff that's going around in my life, some of my favorite foods, some of my favorite snacks. But we're going to pick six of them. And right now, obviously, the biggest one is the Super Bowl coming up this weekend in Arizona. Big, big game. Obviously, a big game. It's the Super Bowl. What the hell? Yeah, I mean, so I mean, did you guys see him ask Coach Sirianni, is this a must-win game? And him just kind of, yes, it is a must-win game. It's the Super Bowl. Christian McCaffrey says he hopes nobody wins. I agree. I hope nobody wins, but it's probably not going to be like that. Somebody's got to win. And if I had to pick somebody to win, I got to stay in the AFC. I know people are going to like this, but I don't really care. I got to stay in the AFC for the Chiefs, man. The Chiefs are just, I mean, I think they're going to win. I think it's going to be a really good game, a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be like a 28-25, 31-28 type of game, you know. And I think the Chiefs pull it off, man. I think I'm not saying that the Eagles can't pull it off at all. They for sure can with the weapons that they have on offense and with that really good defense. Probably win by three, you know, whoever has the ball last type, you know, last possession type field goal. It's probably exactly what it's going to come down to. So I got the Chiefs in that last second field goal. Topic number two. Actually, we'll go pick number two. Two picks is pretty good. You get two picks in a game, that's solid. Well, the hip drop tackle. The NFL is now going to look into the hip drop tackle, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I mean, it just, you know, it just seems like the NFL's gone from like favoring the offense to now just like, here, you know, you guys can do whatever you want, but now we get penalized for a hip drop tackle. I mean, the ref, from the roughing the passer to now the hip drop to, you know, balls over the middle, you know, to, I mean, you might as well turn this game into 7-on-7. Throwing up pick number three. Three picks in the season. That's pretty solid. That's pretty solid. LeBron James passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on an all-time scoring list. Claps. Congratulations, LeBron. That's big time. That is, I was watching it last night, and I mean, you know, obviously growing up in the same era as LeBron, you hear the argument all the time, is he the best basketball player of all time? Is it Kobe, MJ? It's really just, in my opinion, it's hard to really just pick one of the best basketball players of all time. He's one of the best basketball players of all time. Same as Kobe, one of the best basketball. Same as MJ, one of the. It's just, I can't. You know, it's like saying the top five quarterbacks in the, or you know, the best quarterback in the league. You know, you can make an argument for, you know, one, two, or three of them being the best quarterback in the league, if not, you know, more, the best wide receiver in the league. You know, couldn't you make an argument for one, two, three of them being the best, you know, wide receiver in the league, and then all time, obviously, too. So, there's arguments for both sides. You know, I do think he is one of the best basketball players to ever walk the face of the planet, and I'm really happy for him and his family. Pick number four, Kyrie Irving traded to Dallas from Brooklyn. Said he felt disrespected, and he's excited for a new opportunity in Dallas. And I'm excited for Kyrie, man. I'm a big Kyrie fan. A lot of you know me. No, I do. You know, Kyrie's a guy who's misunderstood, I feel like, by a lot of people in the media. Likes to make it out, make him out to be somebody that he's not. And that's what the media does. And, you know, as an athlete, sometimes you got to, you know, for instance, you know, a couple weeks ago when I come on here and I talk about, you know, Tom Brady retiring. And speaking of Tom Brady, congratulations on retirement. Glad I don't have to play you anymore. But like I said, like a couple weeks ago, you know, the media want to turn twist it and, you know, turn around and say, oh, I'm on here saying, Tom Brady, go be with the kids. You know, you need to go be with the kids. You're a bad, bad father, this, that, and the other. Like, you know, whatever. Like, you know, it's understood, you know, how the media does like to twist and turn things. And that's the profession that we're in. And I admire his ability to one, understand that, and to two, just keep moving forward and to keep, you know, his head kind of, not kind of, just really just focus on what is important, his goals and who he is as a person, and not run away from that. So I respect that, and I really love that about him. You know, like I said, he's excited for a new opportunity, just to be wanted, to be somewhere he's wanted. I watched his entire interview when he got traded to Dallas, and you know, like I said, I just think he's a misunderstood human being. I'm praying for him and hoping for the best for him. He's a guy that's going to bring so much to your basketball team. I don't understand why you wouldn't want him on your team, being happy. And I think he could bring, you know, he could get Dallas to a championship. So, you know, it's going to be fun to watch his journey now in Dallas. And I'm excited to continue watching him play. Pick number 5. I feel like I got my 5th pick stolen from me. So this is an interesting topic here. In the NFL script Twitter thread. Interesting, Arian Foster went on, and I'm sure everybody saw it. He went on and said that even the players are part of the script in the so-called game we play, football. I don't want to say anything that crosses boundaries or you know, gets anybody upset, but in the sense, you know, I don't think he's right, but I don't think he's wrong at the same time. The players, definitely. Me, okay. I'm not part of no script. If I had read the script before this damn season, I'd have told you, you kiss my ass. I ain't playing. Got me hyperextending my elbow, goddamn breaking a couple ribs to what? Play football? All right. You got me effed up. So no, and definitely ain't part of no script. Cause I'm sure there's a couple damn players out there that, but they are funny to read. Those the threads are funny to read. They're funny as shit. The 6th pick of the day. I want to go into a top 5 candy of all time. So you guys give me your top 5 candy. I'm going to give you my top 5 candy. You tell me if you think I'm crazy, or you tell me if you agree with me. In no order, I'm going to go the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I'm going to go the Fast Break. You don't know about the Fast Break, you better find out. I'm gonna go. I'm a big sour guy. I love Warheads. Those like just that initial you put in your mouth is the. I love that. Sweet Tarts. I love Sweet Tarts and Snickers. You gotta throw Snickers on there. When you're hungry, grab a Snickers. So you guys give me your top 5. I like that. And then I wanted to next week we're gonna give you. Let's go into top 5. We're going to do our last pick. It's going to be top 5 movies. I want you guys to give me your top 5 movies. I'll give you my top 5 movies at the end of next week's episode. And in the meantime, I wanted to talk to you guys about, I saw Avatar last night. Man, and I saw Wakanda over the weekend. I don't want to give any spoilers. If you haven't seen the movie, go see it. I wanted to, speaking of top 5 movies, I wanted to also, if you have seen the movie, I want you to tell me, you know, which movie you thought was better, which if you've seen both of them, because I think they're two of the greatest movies I've ever seen. One, Avatar was long as hell, but it was just, I felt like I was in a whole different world. Same with Wakanda. I love the idea of a new world, or just like, you know, just the thought of it. And both of those movies had, you know, and I'm trying not to give too much away, but both those movies had, you know, we've seen Wakanda and we've seen Avatar. There's, you know, a new world, you know, a new, almost, they call it a powerhouse. So that was, I think that was not it. I don't want to give too much away, but if I had to pick one of those movies, I didn't want Wakanda to end. Wakanda was such a cool movie. I didn't want it to ever end. And I'm a huge Wakanda fan. I'm going to talk about it next week. So if you haven't seen either one of them, go see it, because we're going to talk about them next week, because I love both those movies. I want to get into them a little bit, because there's a little bit of, you know, I think there's a little bit of propaganda in them, but you know, we'll talk about that a little later. We'll talk about that a little later. There's some things I want to touch, but I gotta tread lightly. In the meantime, I appreciate you guys. for tuning in on the 15th episode of the Jordan Report Podcast. I'm heading to Vegas. I'm heading to Arizona. I just got back from Vegas. That's how crazy tired jet lag it's been. It's been a crazy 2 weeks. But I'll see you guys next week with some stories from AZ. Hopefully we got some pictures, some stuff to show you guys, some videos. Hopefully we can put up my golf swing in this podcast. That'd be super dope. If you guys haven't seen it, go check it out. It had 2.5 million views on ESPN's little video thing, which is crazy to me. People just want to see my golf swing go 320 yards. If you want to golf with me, holla at me. I'll be down here in South Florida. Until next time, I'll see you guys. Appreciate it.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.